Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the farm financial forecast as it relates to beef receipts. Back on that in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 11th through 13th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and new trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Lee Schultz with us once again today. He's a livestock market economist out of Iowa State University, talking with us about the Farm Financial Forecast Report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that was recently released. It has some interesting things to say about overall farm receipts and how they seem to be shifting right now. Good news, most certainly, for the beef industry, it seems like, here as we end 2014.
Well, I like to really look at this report for kind of looking at the balance being between livestock and crops and really looking at how those farm financial situations are really playing out. And so when we look at total of percentage of all commodities, cattle have usually led the way in that, really about 20% of those total commodities, where corn, for example, is about at that 8% level. Last couple of years, really pinpointing 2011, 2012, corn was king, really shot up, was about the highest percentage when you look at those farm receipts. But recently, we've really seen a strong shift back to the cattle as being the major proportion of those farm receipts. And especially looking at the forecast for 2014, really from a year-over-year standpoint, a large increase really does point to what we've seen in the cash trade for cattle, as well as the moderation in corn costs. And when I really look forward to what this means really for kind of the financial health of the agricultural sector and where, you know, we're likely to go the next several years, you know, I think it really points to demand really needs to increase for the commodities that we're producing. When we look at the crop commodities, that really does bode well for expansion in the livestock industries, as well as potential scaling back in supply of the crop.
So, Lee, it does appear that based on these farm financial numbers right now, in the foreseeable future anyway, we're going to see feed grain costs remain relatively tame and at a much subdued level compared to the peak that we had just a couple of years ago. That has to bode well for expansion, whether you're talking about the pork industry or the beef cattle industry, for that matter, in the days ahead.
Very much so, as what you can draw from these, you know, aggregate farm financials. Also, I think it is important to note, as we're talking about acreage available and in general acreage available for crops or livestock production, specifically pasture production, we could likely see some of these acres that had been the last few years in crop production start to come out of crop production, especially maybe the fringe acres, and be available for pasture, as well as kind of being another factor that would allow us to expand the cattle herd.
Talking farm financial numbers, Lee Schultz. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up Saturday, December 6th, high noon, the 33rd annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bull Competition, this year at the Atoka Livestock Auction, Atoka, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 75 breeding-age bulls, limousine and limb flex bulls, mostly black and polled. All bulls will have EPD performance data. All bulls will be fertility tested and will be trick tested as well. The catalog can be seen at www.AmericanCattleServices.com. You can call Ken Holloway for more information, 580-581-7652. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.